It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. We have this week's Art Hound recommendations coming up in just a few minutes. But first, it's our weekly conversation on the arts. Deshae Peacock wears many hats as an entrepreneur based in her hometown of Brattleboro. As a career development and lifestyle expert, she coaches people in finding what she calls the sweet spot of success. She's now applied her philosophy to home decor, highlighted in her new book, Creating the Style You Crave on a Budget You Can Afford, A Sweet Spot Guide to Home Decor. This Friday, Peacock will unveil an unusual combination book launch and art show, which will take place in a downtown home decor pop-up shop. Deshae Peacock joins us now to explain. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's great to be here, Neil.
Deshae, I want to start by talking to you about the book. What is the purpose of this book? Why did you write it?
Well, I wrote it because I actually love home decor and interior design, and I have collected quite a few books myself. And often flipping through those books, the pictures are beautiful, but I've always wondered, like, who are these people in these homes? Like, what's the story behind this space? And sometimes it doesn't feel quite accessible because, you know, often there's a crew working on the book, and there's stylists and photographers and interior designers, and they make it look perfect and beautiful, but that's not always real. And so I wanted to write a book that wasn't super styled, that was minimally styled, that was more accessible to people, and also focus on lots of different styles and budgets. So because that's often a problem that people have, they say either they don't have enough time or they don't have enough money.
So what else is it that sets your home decor philosophy and your book apart from all of the other home decor resources that are available to us?
Well, it's different because it's the first book that's really combined home decor with new thought philosophy and personal development. And what that means is that I encourage people to really creatively express who they are through their home decor so that they can attract more of what they want into their life.
Now, your business is actually called Sweet Spot Style. What do you mean by sweet spot?
So sweet spot is self-defined success and self-defined beauty. And so my definition of sweet spot in my own life is having a creative career, doing work that I love, and getting paid for it. It's also creatively expressing myself in my home and personal style. But I'll leave that definition up to the reader.
Now, in your book, you talk about how people struggle with time management and with budgets. Can you share a couple of your quick tips with us?
Sure. When people are feeling overwhelmed, I think the best thing to do is just break the project up into smaller chunks. So, for example, instead of trying to paint your entire house and all the rooms in your house, just pick one room and focus on that and choose a color you love and paint that. And then you'll feel a sense of accomplishment and be able to move on to the next room. Another great thing to do is to think about how you can attain things without spending lots of money. And so you can shop on freecycle.com and get things for free. Craigslist is a great resource. People like eBay. I've often gone to the town dump and found all kinds of amazing things, like a beautiful rug that you would never expect to find there. So check those things out if you're on a very tight budget.
You've established yourself as a self-made entrepreneur in Brattleboro. You juggle a business, a blog, a local TV show. You now have this book. And I'm curious what advice you have for people who want to make a mark such as you've done.
I would say just go for it. You know, a lot of people are held back by their fear and they're scared to really admit to themselves what it is that they truly want to do. And, you know, it doesn't matter. There's lots of excuses like I can't do this because I live in Vermont or I can't do this because I'm too old. And I would just say figure out a way to try and start it anyway and lead with your heart and don't worry too much about money because the money and success will come if you're doing what you love.
You have an event in Brattleboro. It's coming up Friday night. Now, this is going to serve multiple purposes as a book launch, a pop-up design store, and an art show. Could you tell us where this is going to happen and what people can expect?
Sure. It's happening at 12 Flat Street, which for locals, it's the old Ottavasi space, and it's next door to the Flat Street Pub. And you can expect to walk in and feel like you're walking into the book. So I wanted to create a little sweet spot Brattleboro. So there'll be vintage rugs and lamps and some furniture, and everything will be for sale with a budget shopper in mind.
And local artists featured?
Yes, there's going to be Sarah Johnson, who will be showing her paintings for the very first time. Daniel Korngoth will be there. Elle James will be there with her photography and more.
Deshae Peacock is the author of Creating the Style You Crave on a Budget You Can Afford, A Sweet Spot Guide to Home Decor. You can find out more about the book launch and pop-up design store in downtown Brattleboro at bpr.net. Deshae Peacock, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much.